Today I'm talking to Keith Morris, and he's the Communications Officer for Network Norwich website. Hello, Keith.
Hello there.
What is Network Norwich?
Network Norwich is a website whose aim is to improve the channels of communication and coordination between all the different churches and Christian organisations within Norwich. It was a website that we launched a couple of months ago, and it's quite innovative. There is an existing site in Leeds called Network Leeds, and we're trying to bring the city's Christian community closer together by improving channels of communication.
Did you find this quite hard to actually do?
I'm actually trained as a journalist, and I spend most of my time working for a media company called Archant, producing websites and magazines for them. So I've got some journalistic background, and it's quite a news-led site for that reason. Also, over the last 12 years, I've edited a newspaper called Good News for Norwich, which does a similar type of job, trying to connect the city's Christian community together. But we can only printing newspapers is quite an expensive thing to do. We print 3 a year, and they go to the city's Christian community. And at Christmas, we print 80,000 copies, and that goes to every home in Norwich, which is quite a big undertaking.
Have you found it quite hard to actually get churches and organisations just really networking together?
It is quite hard, but we have got 70 churches on the website already, and we've got the backing of Churches Together in Greater Norwich and the Norwich Central Churches Together, and also the Good News for Norwich newspaper. So we've got a lot of people on board. We did a lot of preparation work beforehand, and we're trying to offer a really different service to people and trying to provide and trying to help them do what they're already doing. So our aim really is to encourage people in what they're doing, whether it's being through churches. There's about 50 different Christian projects and organisations, parachurch organisations, within the Greater Norwich area, and we're trying to help them promote what they're doing. So, for example, we'd have a page on the website about their project. We advertise their job vacancies, their volunteer opportunities. We have an event sections where we put a lot of events that churches and organisations are running.
You also have action zones on the website. What are they?
Action zones are really areas of interest. So they're for people who, for example, will be interested in social action. So people from different churches and different Christian groupings who have got links across churches, or maybe haven't got links but would like to talk to people with similar interests in different groupings about areas that interest them. So social action will be one, campaigning is another, young people is another one, mission and prayer is another one.
Who contributes to the website?
A lot of the stories I write, we get a lot of people are starting to send in. We've been going 2 months now, a lot of people sending stories in, and I will put a picture with them and maybe just edit them slightly. We've got a discussion forum, so we've got about 180 people that have registered with the website, and they get a regular newsletter every couple of weeks. And from that, we get quite a lot of events and news bits and job vacancies sent in. We've also got a number of discussion forums where people can log onto the site and just, you know, add comments on message boards, and there is a chat room facility as well.
Now, we've talked a lot about the website. What we haven't done is given it an address. So let's give it.
Okay, so the web address is www.networknorwich.co.uk.
It sounds such a fantastic idea, Keith. Well done on that. But finally, if there's anybody else interested in taking on a similar project for their area, who would they contact?
There are other groups, there are other websites being launched in Farnham and Haringey, for example, and other places such as Southampton and Bristol are interested in the concept. The best thing to do is to send me an email at web@networknorwich.co.uk, and then I can put people, if they're interested, in touch with the people who are provide some charitable funding for the website.
That's great, Keith. Would you like to give the network an address again?
The website address is networknorwich.co.uk. If you go onto any of the search engines and put Norwich Churches, something like that, in, you should get the website up as well, because we're proving quite popular already. So
great. Well, thank you very much.
No problems.